I'm going to read a little background of where I want to preach from this morning. If you're willing and able, let's stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God, found in the book of Exodus, chapter number 1. You pray for Brother Jamie and Brother Philip as they're away preaching today. And Brother Philip, he'll be preaching here at Liberty Wednesday night, so you pray for him. And I know they'd appreciate that. Exodus 1, verse 6, and Joseph died, and all his brethren and all his generation. And that's something that a total generation had died that knew about Joseph. And the children of Israel were fruitful. They increased abundantly and multiplied, and they waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. There rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. He said unto his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel, they're more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass, when there falleth out any war, they join also to our enemies and fight against us. So get them up out of the land." Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. They built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. The Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. They made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar and in brick and all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. The king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, which the name of the one was Shiphrah, the name of the other Pah, and said, "When you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women, set them up on the stools. If it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live." But the midwives feared God, did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. Now, chapter 2, verse 1, where I'd like to preach out of today. "There went a man of the house of Levi and took the wife, a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink." You may be seated this morning. Parker, would you stand and pray for Pop before I preach this morning, son? Amen. If you'll notice in this text, the Bible said in verse 3, when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime with pitch, put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. I want to preach on this simple subject this morning on simply let go and let God. Let go and let God. It's a real easy sermon, but it's hard preaching. Or it's a easy sermon, but it's hard living. To tell you to let go and let God, but how true it is. Let's watch our Bible. First of all, there was a family involved. The Bible says there went a man of the house of Levi and took to the wife a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bare a son. So with this, we see this family. We can look back in the Bible and realize that this was simply Amram and Jochebed was Moses' mother and dad. Moses had a sister that was already born at this time called Miriam, had a brother named Aaron. And we look at this family today. First of all, I want to say that they had a child. God has always instituted for a man and a woman to come together and be married to have a child. It's amazing this day and this hour that a preacher must really labor on the truth that God is for a man and a woman to come together and to have children. Young ladies, you were born with your gender. God sovereignly made you a girl. Young boys, by your gender, God sovereignly decided you would be a boy. And so you don't have to look in the book to see what you are. God does what He does. And therefore we realize there was this family involved. A man and woman came together and they had a child. Isn't children wonderful today? So not only did they have a child, but they hail their child. The Bible said that he was a goodly child as this baby was born, no doubt, as he loved his wife. Some of the commentators said, well, where was Amram, Moses' daddy? The picture is pretty much just about Jochebed, Moses' mother. But you remember that Moses' daddy was serving in hard bondage under the rule of Pharaoh in Egypt. The Bible said the harder they pressed them, the bigger they got and the stronger they got. It's a great illustration of the Christian life. When we become weak, He becomes strong. Aren't you glad you got a God that when you are weak, that He can become strong? So they multiplied. They began to fill the land. Pharaoh was so afraid that they would overtake his kingdom. He looked out and he told everybody, he said, now listen, these Hebrew children, they're growing more and mightier than we. And so when every one of these Hebrew women, when they're fixing to have a child, if it's a male child, we want him to be killed. They commanded the midwives, but the Bible said they feared God. I wish we had some people in America that still feared God about killing their babies. So here we see this family unfolds in our Bible. And simply, that is Amram and Jochebed. They have a child. They had their child. They held their child. But look what the Bible says. They hid their child. The woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, he's a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. I hear a lot of people talking and discussing about how to raise their children. Well, mom and daddies, I'm going to tell you it's still right to hold your children and to have your children, but it's still right to hide your children. Hide them from this old wicked world. Raise them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. You must teach your children balance. They can't just stay under you all the days of your life. You can't just lock your children up in a room, then turn them out when they're grown and see what they do. You've got to raise your children up. Let them make some mistakes. When they make a mistake, brush them off. Tell them to keep on going for the glory of God. Bring balance in their life. She held their child. She hid their child. She had their child. So that is the family involved. But secondly, where my heart really is, there is a fix involved. Don't know if you noticed this, but she came into a great fix in her life. Have you ever came up with a child or with something that was pressing you and it began to really pull on you and test you and try you? Here her fix, we'll notice she had a difficulty when she could not longer hide him. She took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime with pitch, put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Now her fix, when she could no longer hide him. There are some things in this application I'd like to apply it spiritually today. There are some things that God brings forth in us and it gets bigger than us and we can no longer hide it anymore. You may be here today and you're struggling with trying to hide a feeling or an emotion. You're trying to hide a calling, or you're trying to hide something that has got inside of you and it's got bigger than you, and you just can't hide it anymore. It's hard to hide things the more that they're growing. Somebody say amen. So this fix we find her in, there's the difficulty of her fix. Then not only in the spiritual application, I'd like to put it down to where we live and apply it in our natural life about this difficulty. She had a child that she just couldn't do nothing with. You ever had a child that you just couldn't do anything with? She had come to the end to where she had to make a decision for her child. I like that the Bible teaches us that she feared God more than Pharaoh. Give us some mom and daddies that fear God more than they fear Pharaoh. And so she realized she needed to do something in this fix. We see her difficulties and then her dangers as that child began to grow. It began to cry out. I remember when God was birthing things in me in the ministry, the more it would grow, it would cry out and I could no longer hide it. Could you imagine the situation that when Moses' dad would come home, he would see Jochebed there with that small child and realize that he was growing and he was getting larger than they could hide. We see this in their fix. I want to ask you today, if you put yourself in this woman's predicament, how would you handle the situation? Well, can I tell you, you'll never go wrong doing right. And when it goes against the system, you still must do right. They feared God. And watch her fix. There's the difficulties of her fix and the dangers of her fix. No doubt they could be brought back in the kingdom and be killed because they denied the king's commandment. But not only do we see her difficulty and her danger, I love her determination. And this is leads us to the third thought this morning in this text. Not only this family and her fix, but now look at her faith. She did something. Look what the Bible says. And she took for him an ark of bulrushes. She was not doing this so much for her, but she was doing this for him. And I look in this woman's determination, how that she realized that she needed God. She was going to trust God a lot more than Pharaoh. We live in a wicked world. And I want to preach and explain to a people that we must fear God and not the world. We must do things that are right, that are pleasing to the Lord, that's necessarily not pleasing to the world. And so here she made this determination. She said, you know what? Said, we've raised our children up to know the Lord. And so I'm going to do something. I'm going to trust God with this burden. Aren't you glad we've got a God that we can trust our burden with? I want to ask you today, just as an old country preacher, what's bothering you? What's getting bigger and bigger around you and in you? What is beginning to cry around you and you cannot hide it anymore? Well, she gives us a great demonstration. She made this baby an ark. The only time it's mentioned in this manner in the Bible, it's a similar word to Noah's Ark. One of the old writers last night was elaborating. Could they have heard the story of Noah and the Ark? And she decided that Noah had faith in an Ark. And so I'm going to put my faith in an Ark and put my child inside it. Aren't you glad we can still live in a day and hour when we can have faith in the Ark? The Ark is typifies the Christ. I'm glad there's protection in the Ark with Christ in this day and this hour. So we see here in her faith, we see the heart of her faith. Look, she took for him. She was concerned about him. It was, matter of fact, it got bigger than her. The only thing she could think about is, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to make this decision? I sure am glad the Bible always lets decisions to be easier, because if we know our Bible, then we'll know how to make good decisions. So she trusted the Lord. I got to thinking about this woman of faith, her heart of faith she took for him, the hand of faith. She went out and she done all she could do. A lot of people's asked me many times, well, preacher, I've got faith, what do we do? Well, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. The Bible tells us over in the book of James about this of faith. We think about her faith for one moment. In James 2 and verse 17, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. But this woman had faith, and she had works to go with her faith. And when you get works and faith together, it does things that you could never imagine. Could God give us people that would have faith that works this morning? A faith is not just alone, but faith that has legs and hands and heart with it. So we see here in her faith, she had a heart of faith, a hand of faith, but notice what she does. There's a hope of faith. Could you imagine? Here's a woman named Jochebed, and her child has gotten 3 months old. I look over there sort of and think about John and Hannah's baby. Think about little Hollis, about 3 months old. They just started really to get used to one another, starts making expressions, starts showing life. So I'm got to pondering and thinking about maybe when Moses' daddy left that day to go and make the brick, to go work in bondage under Pharaoh. I don't know if she told him that this would be the day. Probably they did. They agreed. But the Bible don't say that he went down to the river with her. But there's a mama that took a burden. And can you imagine this ark that she had made? She took and she laid that 3-month-year-old baby down in that ark. Said she placed him by the flags of the river. And you know what she did? She let go and let God. We read that text a lot, but we don't think about how deep that really goes. You look at the faith of this mother, how she could no longer hide what was growing, how she could no longer hide what everybody else said that she could not have. And she trusted God and she put that baby in an ark, and as she pushed him off, could you imagine the heart of that mother as she turned around and left her baby in the Nile? Well, preacher, in there alligators in the Nile? Sure is. In there a lot of birds that feed on flesh around the Nile? It sure is. It was a very dangerous time, but I come to tell you this morning, there's a God that looks about our faith with works. And when we hand Him over things that we cannot do ourselves, we've got a God that can do things that we cannot do by ourselves. Give us faith as a church. Give us faith as a Christian, like Moses' mother had. Watch this story as it unfolds. Not only the family and the fix and the faith, but I see there is favor. Look what happens. The Bible said that she laid in the flags by the river's brink, and his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. There we see it's simply Miriam or Miriam, his sister. And so we see when we turn loose with our faith, we have some favor. We see her walking. We see her waiting. The Bible says she stood afar off and she watched this child as he went down the river of the Nile. Aren't you glad that God has lookouts for our faith? Aren't you glad when you didn't think, when you released it, nobody else was looking? Let me tell you, somebody's always a looking. And God has got to watch out for our faith. I wonder, has anybody ever seen your faith? I wonder, have you ever done anything for the cause of Christ that people would take notice of? But I sure am glad that God sees about our faith and protects our faith. Many of us at Liberty Baptist Church, when we started this ministry, just a handful of people, went just into a little dress shop down in Bowden, Georgia, in an alleyway. Boy, how we had trusted God with things. We had given God faith, and we had works with our faith. And let me tell you, God had a lookout about our faith. Whatever you do for the cause of Christ, don't go unnoticed. God's going to see that it goes on down the river where He wants it to go to. By the way, in this favor, there was something happened in this text. Just as good as our God is, there's a finding. Look what happens. So in verse 5, the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. You talk about perfect timing. I like what the old preacher said when she pulled that wrapping away and looked there. The good Holy Ghost pinched that baby and he cried out and got to the heart of a woman. Can I tell you, any woman that a baby's cry don't affect, your wood's wet this morning. And certainly, when she had opened it, she saw the child, the babe wept, and what? She had compassion on him. He said to this one of the Hebrews' children, then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, walking along looking the whole time, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, now wait a minute, preacher, this is Pharaoh's daughter. Let me tell you, necessarily just because the mom and daddy's went bad don't mean the child has went bad. And there's the daughter. The maid went and called the child's mother, went home and got her mother. Watch this. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. Isn't that amazing? What the devil, listen to me, what the devil intended to destroy you with, God used them to save you with. And therefore, Pharaoh's daughter sees this baby weeps, she gets him. Moses' sister takes her back to Jochebed and hands the baby off to her. I noticed this in the text last night. Look what happens. The child grew and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter and became her son. And she called his name Moses. I wonder why Jochebed didn't name him. Maybe she did. But I want to ask you just in an application today, have you ever had something in you going on that you couldn't hide no more and you really didn't have a name for it? You really just couldn't put a finger, you didn't know what to call it, what was going on in your life. You know, I talk to a lot of people a lot of time, they tickle me and they'll say, well, I know exactly what God is doing. Let me tell you, many times I don't, but I do know this. I can trust Him. And you might not know what to call it this morning, but God's got a name for it. God called him Moses. Talking about these findings now. Watch your Bible. I'm about done preaching. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. And this amazes me. It came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out into his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew, one of his brethren. Can you imagine as she nursed her child back and he began to grow that she had to hand him off again? But what she didn't realize, and I want you to write this down. I always remember this. One of the old writers said this last night, and I wrote it in my Bible, talking about the findings. You see, many times he gives to faith more than faith looks for. He gives to faith a lot more than faith ever looked for. What's the application, preacher? Well, when she trusted God with her burden, with that she could no longer hide or keep, she put him in the Nile and the flags of the river. As that baby was handed back to her, she grew him, handed him back to Pharaoh's family, and he grew and he became the giver of the law. He became the one that would lead the children across the Red Sea. He's the one that was the most meekest man that ever lived and was a friend of God. That reminds me a lot of our faith. There's a whole lot more happens to our faith than what we was looking for. Miss Sherry, I want you to come. A lot of times we think about this. Well, just this little bit of faith that I trust the Lord with, and I do what He tells me to do. How many times does that faith come back so much bigger than you ever dreamed or you ever hoped? I'll be honest with you, in this ministry, Brother Mike, it amazes me that how little my faith really looked, but how much God got in it and blessed that little bit of faith. I think we can all look around here this morning and say that faith never really expects how big it can become. I wonder today, maybe there's something inside of you that you can't hide no longer. Maybe something that you're well acquainted with. It's been a few months now and you... Isn't it time to let go and let God? How many nights have I been kept awake where I could just simply trust God with it? As I said earlier today, it's easy preaching, but it's hard living, but it's still right to do. Miss Sherry, play. I'd like to open up this altar this morning. It'd be a blessing today if you could just let go and let God. Is there anything bothering you today? Anything that God's wanting you to do that you need to trust Him with it? Could be an individual burden. Could be a family burden. Whatever. But you realize that this thing is getting bigger than who you are and you just can't hide it anymore. I remember the first time God began to deal with me to call me to preach. Brother Mike, that thing got to screaming inside of me. I couldn't hide it no more. And the greatest day of my life is when I surrendered and gave it to God. And I'm amazed at what God has done with just a little bit of faith. I wonder, is anybody today that simply needs to come and give something to God and let it go? Trust God that He's got lookouts to see about it. No doubt as she's seen Moses grow, she thought about, I sure am glad that I minded God and give it to Him and let it go. Every heart satisfied this morning. Glad we've got a God we can give it to. She had no place else she could place Him. She had no other place she could bring Him. She said, by faith, I'm going to trust God with it. That's what we have to do many times as Christians when We can't fix it. We've got to give it to the Lord. Some of you mom and daddies, you struggling with your child. Can I tell you by faith you can give them to the Lord today? Trust God with it. Could you imagine the heart of that mother when she laid him in the Nile and turned and walked away? What faith. What trust. We that are saved, we're going to see her again in heaven one day. There's a lot of Bible characters I long to talk with. But when you really think about what she did with her circumstance, it tells us a lot how to fix ours. Give it to the Lord. Thank you for your attention this morning.